Kiss 108.
Hey, radio pals. Good morning. Happy Friday. This is interesting. So during the break, I was talking to my guys, you know, off the air, and I was like complaining about the Grand, which is this big club in town that I am an investor in. That I'm like a part owner of that place, right? Mm-hmm. A small part, but you know, whatever. And I was whining like a little baby about how I don't have any income from that anymore because it's been shut down. And then Bill, I think it was Bill or Liz, said there's a thing where these partygoers are now going to underground dark side clubs. That's a new thing. Like in Prohibition, when was that, the 30s?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In Prohibition, right? You've seen it in old movies, right? Where they would sneak booze, right?
Yeah.
So this is a real thing?
Justin told me, I think.
Put Justin on.
I think it was Justin. Somebody here told me.
Is that Justin?
Yo,
is that a thing?
I don't know. I haven't been to them, so I don't know, but that is
what
I hear.
Well, you're a married guy.
I don't go to clubs.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I hear. I hear they're going on. They're underground, kind of like need a password to get in.
Oh, you need a password
to
get in.
Yeah, that's what he told me, the password.
They need security. They have security guards out there, like guarding the place.
Oh.
Yeah. The party continues, man.
Yeah. And then they're all going to get sick and die, which is part of it.
Yeah.
God, I can't even imagine that.
It's like clubbing on the edge.
Wow. Yeah, you have to know a secret password to get in?
Yeah, and back in my partying days, I used to go to underground raves, which is pretty similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Can you imagine how deadly those places must be? Because it's not only putting people in a club without masks and close proximity to each other, but it's also people who do that kind of thing, which means they're probably not protecting themselves anywhere, which means it's probably just totally drug infested.
Oh, yeah,
not drug infested. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Germ
virus.
Infested, yeah.
COVID infested.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Cool.
I want to talk to somebody who goes.
You know, in the old days when used to have that kid, Randy,
yeah,
and we'd make him do crazy stunts, we would send him to one of those.
Oh, definitely.
We would make him go in the good old days, but we don't do that anymore because now the company is owned by iHeartMedia, who has a very large legal department, and we're not allowed to do those things anymore. But, wow, what a weird thing. I can't imagine you want to party so badly that you almost inevitably are going to get sick.
Well, they're also desperate to meet people. So,
right, this is the way to do it.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of gal I want. A gal that wants to party so bad she'll risk her life just to meet me and join me on the dance floor.
Well, a lot of it
that's
is also
crazy.
The same group of people, so they've probably already all gotten it, and now they're all just
hanging out.
Yeah.
And it's probably those groups that organizes it, you know, like the guys that do the nightclub promotions, probably organize the underground ones.
Well, the thing about what Bex was saying, they're not 100% sure this is true. We've been talking about this. That's that herd immunity theory, where if everybody just gets it, then everybody will be immune. Right. Which means if you're young and healthy, you know, it doesn't really work when you're Bill's age. He'll drop dead. But still, maybe that is true. Maybe they've all had it.
Well, since our own Bex had it, maybe we send her with the password.
Oh, yes.
That's
Bill,
what
you're
I'm
a genius.
About.
Yeah, you have to go.
Okay.
You have to go to the apartment. But you can't bring your boyfriend. You have to. I want you hit on by all these creepy dudes.
Okay.
This is so cool.
Yeah, I'm on to something.
I know
Bill,
somebody
Bill.
Who knows somebody that can make it happen.
Of course you do. That's why we were so mad at you when you were out. Remember? You had to go to a party, so you got sick. But see, now you're on the other side.
Yeah, now I could give you the other side perspective.
Oh, well, send Winnie with her with a camera to videotape the guys hitting on her.
Oh, God, this is so cool. We got to do this. There she goes.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it,
is to go to an underground club and get deathly ill.
Oh.
You guys are crazy.
I don't know. Well, that's a thing. I didn't make it up. Yeah, that's a thing that people are talking about. Mm-hmm. I think, what do I know? But if what I believe is true, which is that it's much further away than people think, and Lisa's, the other day, Lisa goes, I don't want you saying that. I go, I'm what? I'm just talking. Don't talk about it not ending. You're freaking me out. But I'm just saying, if that's true, that the virus, or rather the vaccine, is further away than we thought, then there'll be more and more crazy stuff. Because people will just, you know,
yeah.
People take so much. I mean, after a while, you know, you get sick of it.
Yep.
The hell with it, I'm going out. The hell with it, I'm not wearing a mask. I mean, that's just human nature, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think if the vaccine doesn't come, it's going to be more crazy stuff, you know? And then there'll be another wave. God. But the people who believe in herd immunity want that to happen.
Yeah.
They want that to happen. They want, that's one of the ways to cure it. It's because if everybody has it, and everybody becomes immune, then the virus dies out, right? Because a virus,
it needs
or
a host.
It's like bacteria or whatever needs, right, a host.
Yep.
It's bopping around. It's got to live somewhere. I mean, not like the virus thinks about it, but that's just how it goes. And it's all going to start with our special mission, Bex Underground at the All Night Clubs. There she goes.
Yeah. I have you guys in my ear.
You'll have one of those things in your ear where you could talk. Yeah. How's it going? All right, it's pretty bad. You can see these guys.
All right, Bex, walk up to the bar. Walk up to the bar.
Yeah, do what I say.
You have like a little pen camera.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or a button camera. Right. Yeah, this is awesome. I am so on board with it.
Yeah,
this I is would it. Pay for this.
Yeah. No, somebody, yeah.
Need all the gadgets.
You got to, man. Those of you who are going to those underground parties, let me tell you something. We're with you, man.
You got to fight for your right to party.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm how about this. That? At the end, like if he like wheels her back or she wheels him back, at the end she reveals that she's working undercover for the Maddie in the Morning show, and we have you on camera.
Yeah. Busted, man.
This is a Kiss 108 New Music Friday.